Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Coronation in Athens, Alabama, as we are with Larry Vannoy. Vannoy. Did I say it right the first
you
time?
You said it right.
Okay. Vannoy is a proud leader of Post 229 Madison American Legion. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Larry.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Glad to have you. And as we all know, Monday, as we recognize those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country, Memorial Day, you had some activities that you were involved in on Monday. What were you doing?
Yes, so we, in Madison, every year we put on a Memorial Day ceremony, and we did again this year. Started at 11 o'clock, and we had our honor guard participate with some Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Knights of Columbus. The Madison Community Band came out and played several tunes for us, and we had some politicians speak, and had a soon-retiring colonel in the Air Force from the U.S. Army came out and spoke to us about what Memorial Day is all about as well.
Take us back to your younger days. Who was it that influenced you to have a love of country, a love of service, so that you committed your time and your energy into serving our country yourself?
Sure, that's an interesting question. My dad was in the Air Force. He put a whole career in. And it turned out my father-in-law in the end also did a full career in the Air Force. And so we'd been a military family our whole lives, been moving since my dad started the Navy since when I was like 1 year old. Born in Oklahoma, but we moved all over the place, and I had tour. He got us off to Japan. He served Vietnam and in Thailand. My father-in-law did the same thing, and then I went on active duty. Had an opportunity at the University of South Carolina to join the ROTC program, and then got over to Germany myself for a few years. Did it as an engineer, electrical engineer in the Air Force. Had a great career. I did 10 years of active duty and another 20 in the reserves, and so the Air Force was as good to me as I was to them, I say.
Was it a childhood decision or a high school decision for you, or was it until college?
Actually, it was in college. I had a fellow high school student that was going to college with me. He had signed up for the Air Force ROTC program, and I'd gotten married early. My wife and I had gotten married. She was 18, I was 20, I was in college. Struggling to pay the bills, and so I went and saw the recruiter at the university. He shared to me that there was a program there that I'd very well qualify for. So it was financially driven to begin with, but then, of course, you don't do 30 years from a financial decision necessarily. I ended up, the Air Force just did a great thing for me. The first thing they did, as a matter of fact, is they sent me off to graduate school. First assignment, graduate school. So, they did a great education for me, and I had some great assignments, and I've always met some great veterans while I was on active duty and now with the American Legion, doing work with them.
At Madison American Legion Post 229, not just Air Force, but Army, Marines, Coast Guard,
Navy.
Yep. Everybody's recognized in this organization.
It's interesting, too, though, that American Legion does not recognize rank, so we are all equals when it comes to our camaraderie, and we all have our own stories about our military careers and our civilian careers and our families, and rank is not an issue when we deal with that, which is great, because we're all out there to volunteer to help the community and the veterans in the community.
I was going to ask how you think that helps, because, sure, of course, when you have a rank and there is, yeah, this protocol of how you address another person,
yeah,
you leave that at the door.
We do leave it at the door. So I'm Larry, and I got a Bill, and I got a Mike, and I got a David, and I got Gene. And yeah, so we're all first name basis. We're all volunteers. I don't know what a lot of the ranks of the members were. Some of them served a full career. Some of them maybe served 2 or 3 years or less. Again, like you said, we leave it at the door. We all have got a story to tell about our service and our very much interest in helping the community and the fellow veterans. Yep, that's what we're about.
We have a younger generation coming up that needs to learn respect of our country, to learn to recognize these special days and why we're doing what we're doing for Memorial Day. Why is that particularly special to you as a veteran?
So oftentimes it's thought of as the beginning of summer, school's just got out, it's time to go to the lake. But I hope that everybody remembers it's Memorial Day, it's not Memorial Holiday, it's not Big Sale Day. it's really, at least that Monday is meant to recognize the soldiers, sailors, and airmen that had passed while serving, either in battle or even maybe not in battle, but while they were on duty. And we're going to remember that. And it's not Veterans Day. Veterans Day is, of course, in November. We recognize all veterans serving that are alive and are past. But Memorial Day is specifically for those that have passed in serving our country. And those, you know, it's extra special, especially now, actually. You know, the veterans now, the ones that are in the service now, they volunteer to join. Sometimes we weren't that fortunate and we had drafts. Maybe they didn't necessarily want to be in, but, you know, they were obligated to serve the country. They still swear the oath. So, but we do have a problem with the youth, I believe. Recruiting is a huge issue. Our services aren't got the numbers that they've had in the past, and it's still having problems. And our population, of course, is much bigger than it was in the past. So we still got that problem of trying to recruit and try to instill in the youth, you know, patriotism and love of country. So we've got some programs within the American Legion, actually. One is the American Legion baseball program that's been around for nearly 80 years. And we start, and that's a competitive baseball program for high schoolers. And we start the game with throwing out a first pitch by a veteran, playing the national anthem, welcoming that veteran, reading a little of a bio on that veteran. And actually, it brings a lot of civility to the game, as well as them recognizing that, you know, we're very gift, or very lucky to have a country that we can all should be proud of.
Now, you have officers that are elected and appointed.
Correct.
Within the post, right?
Yes. So I'm the commander of the post, and then I've got Gene Downs, who is my vice commander, and then I got an executive committeeman and Dan Marr, and then I got it's driven by the post. We used to have a lot of elected positions, but now most of them are appointed. The executive committee approves my appointments, but we've got a sergeant of arms, we got an adjutant, we got a historian, we got an honor guard, several other positions that are filled, selected by myself and, you know, confirmed by the executive committee.
Now, you mentioned the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts
right
earlier that were there Monday,
yes,
for Memorial Day.
Right.
How do you think it helps them, those young people?
So, yes, actually, it turns out that many of the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, their parents, and of course, their our more distant relatives, served as well. But they come out, and they come out in uniform. We make sure they are representing their organization appropriately, to look nice, dress nice, be respectful. And it gives them an opportunity to meet fellow some of the veterans. We use them to escort some of the seniors to get to their parking. And, of course, they help set us up. Us veterans sometimes aren't as mobile as we used to. Same thing with the Girl Scouts. They were doing the same thing for us. And we put out flags the weekend before at the veterans' grave sites in the city of Madison. And they do it all over North Alabama, all over the nation. But the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts all come out and help us with that. They're very respectful, very good kids. And we're very happy to have them. And, yeah, Boy Scouts are sanctioned as a supporting organization to the American Legion. Girl Scouts, more tied to our auxiliary. It's a ladies' auxiliary. And then we got JROTC units. We got three in town that are supporting us. Flag retirement ceremonies, putting the flags just like they did. They use their honor guard to help us some of the flag ceremonies we have. So we really engaged in the community and the kids. We got something called Boy State, something called Girl State, where they go down, and the boys are down there right now. They're 11th graders going to be 12th graders, and they are down there right now learning about state government. And not just sitting in a classroom, they actually hold elections. They elect a governor, a lieutenant governor, Supreme Court, county commissioners, mayors, everything else. They prepare bills, submit them for approval. They meet with the governor oftentimes, state legislators, congressmen, senators. Trady Britt is down there. I think she was down there last year. I know that they go get a tour of Montgomery, all the facilities down there. So, yeah, we are very much in tune and trying to make sure the youth are paying attention to what's going on.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Larry Vannoy. He is the leader, the commander of Madison American Legion Post 229. And if you'll stick with us, we'll continue to have more conversation on the other side. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad to have this guest with me today as we talk about service members, as we talk about sacrifice. We just had a day on Monday where we recognized those who sacrificed, who paid the ultimate price for our freedom. It was Memorial Day, and the activities of the Madison American Legion Post 229, and as you've heard on the Mark White Show many, many times, honoring veteran legacies, we recognize these veterans and their service, and we appreciate their service. And I wanted to bring Larry Vinoy on the program today to share about the Madison American Legion Post 229 and honoring veteran legacies, and to give us some insight into maybe some things that maybe you didn't understand as well, and that could be down to what is Memorial Day about, what is Veterans Day about, and then to start finding opportunities to recognize and honor appropriately on these special days. Welcome back to the show, Larry.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about the poppy program.
Okay.
Because some people may not understand what the poppies are for. They've seen the flowers. They've been handed those maybe at an intersection in Rogersville, Alabama at the blinking light where there are funds being raised. Tell us about that.
So that goes all the way back to post-World War One and Flanders Field. There was in France. I don't have the poem before me, but there was a poem prepared about it. It was the... It had to do with the mother of a fallen soldier from World War One, and the Flanders Fields was a poppy field that she viewed and put to a poem that was prepared. That was sort of the starting of that. Now we give out those poppies. We share that story when we give out the poppies. It's done at Memorial Day. That's done when it's done. Is at Memorial Day or the week before. We typically start handing them out, and you'll see them at many of the shopping centers and stores and stuff. And really, we just want the community to wear these so that they'll recognizing that there's veterans in the community sometimes in need, and we get veterans come up to us, many veterans, and start sharing their story. And it's interesting. Some of them don't talk much about it, of their service. So they sit down and have a conversation with maybe a fellow veteran, and they want to tell about a little bit about their service. So when we hand those out, we sit there and have a conversation with these gentlemen and ladies, and it's really quite heartwarming to hear some of the stories. Some of them just don't get out much except to go to the grocery store, and this is their one chance to have a conversation with somebody for just a minute. That's what that's all about.
I have in front of me the poem.
Okay.
In Flanders Fields, and I have my glasses on so I can see. In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow between the crosses row on row that mark our place, and in the sky, the lark still bravely singing, fly scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago, we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Field. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw. The torch be yours to hold it high. If you break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep though poppies grow in Flanders Fields.
Yes, sir.
We may not see the activities that are happening, and lives are lost. And sometimes we can get caught up in being so far removed from what's happening in, say, in the Middle East or other parts of the world that, well, it's not affecting us directly. Maybe we get to have our daily activities. Somebody told me the other day they were standing at a restaurant, and a gentleman, they had just come back from a USO event, and a gentleman was fussing about how quickly his food was not coming. And this gentleman who had been in the Middle East, who had been at a USO event, he spoke up and he said, "Hey, you know, it could be worse. I just came back from the Middle East, and the folks would love to have what you have right now." And that's something that we have to get in our mind, that we are a blessed people.
We are. And, yeah, you're right. We get distracted by activities, your day-to-day activities. You don't actually maybe think so much about it. But these military members, remember, they signed up. Of course, it could have been a job opportunity for them. But at the same time, you know, they're getting direction. They're getting trained. They're getting... direction, they're getting deployed to locations where they maybe not want to be. They're removed from their family, have to pull up roots and move themselves, and their family may be left behind while they're deployed. And then when they get back, they may get an assignment, and it may not be the most desirable assignment. They may be stuck in some far off state, or maybe a country with a family away from all of their family members, and it's an incredible commitment. And remember, they're defending our country and our freedoms. We need to always remember that. You know, things don't just happen by chance. It could be through our dear Lord, but it also, you know, and through the arms and the hands of the soldiers and the sailors and airmen, as I said, that are helping to keep this country. It's a great country. I know we've got problems, but I think folks maybe make a visit to maybe an adjoining country and see what living conditions are there and how much they're struggling. And then you compare that to the minor inconveniences sometimes we complain about, and then you have a real appreciation for how great it is to be a citizen of the United States.
Honoring veteran legacies has helped those who have served in, say, Normandy to go back to that location, to go to Hawaii, to be there again as an older person, the place where they were maybe a teenager serving.
Right.
We have three World War II veterans who are going back to Normandy in a few days.
Yes, Thursday.
Thursday.
Yes. We're meeting them at the airport at 10:45 in the morning to see them off. Yeah, one of them's just turned 100. He was going to go last year, but he said, no, I want to wait till I'm 100. And it's the 80th anniversary. So it takes a lot of caregiving to get them there. But it's, you know, it's once in a lifetime, and unfortunately, it's probably late in their lifetime. But a once in a lifetime event for them, and but their caregivers, sometimes family members, and I think they'll get a much greater appreciation for what their dad or their granddad or their great granddad did when he was serving back 80 years ago as an 18-year-old, like you said. So because of the 80th anniversary, these kids were probably 20 years old at the oldest, and they were brought in and put on that beach trying to recapture, you know, Europe. And you can only imagine. I can't imagine as a 20-year-old or an 18 or 17-year-old, some signed up as early as 17, to be put on that beach and being shot at. And what you're trying to do is just try to recover the freedoms that Europe had experienced before, you know, Germany did what they did to us. So, but yes, I think it's we're really going to happy to see them make this once-in-a-lifetime trip for them and let them get honored.
It wasn't just a few years ago that we had far more than three that were traveling. So we're losing right. these World War II veterans very quickly. And I was thinking about Major Wooten. And when you mm-hmm. were talking about age, he was a little older when he started. And right. we went to his 105th birthday, almost made it to 106th.
Yeah.
But we lost Major Wooten and several others who we've lost through honoring veteran legacies. But what we learned from them and their sacrifice and thinking about some of the opportunities I've had to sit down and speak to some of them before they passed, amazing history, amazing sacrifice that they made. And honoring veteran legacies wants to take those stories. They've tried to take these stories and then share them with young people, with students.
Yes, they have. And I know you've been, you know, very critical to making that happen. Yes, they have stories to tell. And if you can only think, you know, these had such a significant impact on them at that young age of 18 or 20 years old. I mean, I'm reaching close to 70, and I don't remember what I was doing 50 years ago. Add another 30 to that. So what they experienced affected them entire life. For them to have recall of what happened 80 years ago affected them their entire life. And we got to appreciate that and thank them for, you know, not only the service, but again, how it affected them and their family and decisions that were made after they served. It's incredible to me that that they've got that kind of recall, actually.
When did you first become involved with honoring veteran legacies yourself?
It's interesting. So I had I was actually at a Waffle House, and I saw a World War II veteran sitting there. His name was Sherwin Callender with his granddaughter, Elaine. I was having breakfast with my wife, and I saw that World War II veteran sitting at the counter with his World War II hat, and I just wanted to say hey to him and thank him for his service, and I did. And then Elaine said, yeah. I said, would you like to be an American Legion member? Are you a member? And he says, no. Yes, I'd like to join. And so I signed him up to the post. And then at the same time, Elaine says, you know, we've got this other veterans organization, senior veterans, and maybe you'd like to see what they're all about. So I was under that threshold. Their threshold is 65 years and above to be a official member. I was in my earlier 60s when I first started, but I said, this is a great group of folks later on in life, not so mobile. They still appreciate their service that they had done and want to meet other fellow veterans. And so that kind of pulled me in. So that's how I kind of got involved, really.
That's awesome.
Through Sharon, just seeing a World War II guy at a counter. And everybody can do that. These guys and ladies, they They love a pat on the back. So think about it.
I love that group. And I love what you're doing with Madison American Legion Post 229. And thank you for your service to our country. Sir. I appreciate you. And Larry, it's always a pleasure to be able to talk to you. We enjoyed being able to sit beside each other at a Trash Pandas game the other day.
Yeah, that's right.
With my little princess beside me.
That's right.
I enjoyed that. And thank you, Larry, for joining me here on the show today.
Sure. Absolutely.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from Coronation in Athens, Alabama, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com. and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products. Even pickleball,
No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by. Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.